We're back here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill, getting ready for the Brian Kelly Show coming up at 7 o'clock here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Happy to welcome in Glenn West, senior writer at Go247 Sports right now, joining us. Glenn, just another day covering them LSU Tigers. How you been, man?
Oh, it's been a lot of catching up work, guys. Just a lot of following, a lot of text messages. You know, not only LSU with this A.J. Halsey situation, but you also lose a commitment from a five-star recruit today as well. So you're never lacking for business here when you get close to the regular season for the Tigers.
Yeah, I was telling Steve, you know, I always say this when, you know, they have the commitments. Man, I don't believe no verbal commitment till he signs. Because, you know, especially from an out-of-state player. And, man, Coach O would tell me that all the time. Man, it's difficult. A lot of times these guys, they have a great visit and they'll commit to you. And then a couple of days later, they're visiting. That's exactly what happened with Keys. He commits to LSU, and then, oh, I'm going to Ole Miss. I'm going to visit there. And then he goes to Tennessee. And listen, hey, in America, you can do what you want to do with that commitment. But my thing about it is, if you're not sure, for sure, then don't commit. Nobody's forcing you to commit. Nobody's forcing you.
And look, I mean, you still got 5 months before signing day, so who knows what can change between now and then, too. There's still an ocean of time here. But, look, ever since Tristan Keys committed to LSU, and this was way back now, I guess, in the spring when he was on visits and things of that nature, there was always this lingering threat of Tennessee, and they were always the team that – was just waiting to kind of maybe throw their godfather offer at him or whatever it was to get him on board with the number one quarterback in their class, which is Faison Brandon. And those two guys have a really tight relationship. And so we were monitoring it, you know, throughout the entire summer, and you just kept hearing Tennessee. But LSU felt good, you know, about their recruitment of him. And I don't think they're slamming the door shut on that recruitment, just as Tennessee never shut the door when he was committed to them. This is just the times that we're living in when, you know, one program ups their offer, ups what they're selling, and we'll see what LSU has to counter with, or if they decide to go in another couple directions with some really good receivers that are still out there that they can potentially flip to their program as well.
As Don King would say, only in America, right? That story on Keys is not going to be closed. Believe me, I think they'll have a couple more chapters left to right on that. But losing A.J. Halsey for the first half is certainly big. A.J. was a guy that, man, he walked on campus. I'm the man at safety here, okay? All you other guys are watching. So that would certainly, to me, mean that Spears is going to play a bigger part, especially in the first half.
Yeah. No, I agree completely. I think Deshaun Spears and Jordan Gilbert are the two names that you need to really kind of pay attention closely to in the first half of that game. We know it's Marcus Cooley is going to be one of the starting safeties. He and Halsey had been sharing pretty much 100% of the reps at the two safety spots for most of fall camp. And look, this Halsey thing really came out of left field. And the way you know that is that LSU didn't find about it until Wednesday. And that is really stunning to me that they went the entire offseason without knowing this was going to happen or that this was even a possibility. So we'll see kind of what happens in terms of the game. But, this is a pretty massive blow for LSU in losing a guy in A.J. Halsey who kind of was brought in to be that leader of the secondary. He was brought in because he's going to be that center fielder for LSU for most of the season, a guy who can come up and make short tackles. I mean, that's something LSU has not really had these last couple of years, is a guy who can just come up and make those plays and prevent explosive plays from happening. He's a playmaker. He was top 10 in the country last year in interceptions and turnovers created. So this is a guy that LSU was going to pour a lot of energy into making sure that he was going to be that guy to lead the secondary, and very unfortunate that you won't have him for this first half of this top five matchup. But at the same time, I will say LSU built this roster from a perspective that they would have the depth to handle situations like this. Not exactly like this, but situations like this where a player might be out for a period of a game or a couple game stretch, that they have the depth behind that player to be able to pick him up and continue to right the ship without him. So we're going to figure out a lot more about that safety depth here in the first half against Clemson and just how those guys are able to hold up.
Clemson making changes on defense with the defensive coordinator last year. We saw they gave up a lot of passes over the top, especially in the middle of the field. And teams running the ball on them, gashing them at times. And they were catching, you know, Parker, you know, he's a great pass rusher. And so the one thing to kind of thwart that is to run right at him. And a lot of times it looked as though, you know, hey, man, my genius is to get up and sack the quarterback. You know, I'll play that run at another time. And now they bring in Tom Allen. And Tom recruited in this area for Indiana when he was the head coach. And then he got fired there. He goes to Penn State. I thought did a really good job. They were a much more physical team on defense last year. He was the linebackers coach there. What would you expect different? They did go out in the portal and get that big guy from Purdue, but they bring back a lot of starters from a year ago, and in particular, Peter Woods, who I think is the best interior defensive lineman in college football.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there in terms of what they were trying to accomplish by bringing Tom Allen in to be their defensive coordinator. Just doing research in the weeks and the week leading up to this game, you got to cover all your bases. And Tom Allen was a guy at Penn State last year. They were a top 10 rush defense in the country. And so they're bringing in a guy who is very well, accumulated to being to having a really good rush defense and being able to stop guys from or stop opponents from having big games on the ground. And that was a huge emphasis for Clemson this offseason, just in talking with a couple of reporters that are close to that team and cover it on a daily basis. And so they feel better about their defensive chances this year, especially up front with their defensive line and that trio of Parker, Woods, and Will Help, the Purdue transfer. That's going to be a real tough matchup for LSU's offensive line, and that's really where I think the crux of this game comes into play for me. It's just, how does this new makeshift offensive line, the guys that they've replaced, five starters now with, I don't expect DJ Chester to be in that lineup to start the game on Saturday, so it'll be five new guys. How they've been able to bring those players along here over the last couple weeks is going to tell a lot of this story, I think, in terms of how efficient LSU's offense can be. And if they can take advantage of maybe some of the deficiencies that Clemson showed last year on the ground with Caden Durham and those guys.
Glenn, this is definitely one of the premier matchups in college football to start the season. And I saw that there's going to be 35 scouts, five GMs at the LSU-Clemson game. I imagine a lot of those eyes are going to be watching the quarterbacks.
Yeah, no doubt. Nussmeier and Klubnik, those are going to be the two jerseys that I think you're watching if you're a scout for these NFL teams. But, look, there's a lot of talent between both teams. I mean, like you mentioned, you got the Peter Woods, T.J. Parker duo. Those are two potential first-round picks. We'll see what guys like Whit Weeks, Harold Perkins, maybe a couple of these receivers like Berrion Brown or Nick Anderson or Chris Hilton, some of these LSU receivers, or what they can do to help their cases. And I think there's a lot of NFL draft talent that's going to be on the field on Saturday. And, you know, it's like knocking out 20 birds with one stone by hitting one game and getting all these different guys on the field at the same time. So we're expecting a heavyweight matchup here between two teams that obviously have playoff aspirations, and really looking forward to getting over there and covering this one. This is going to be a very fun opener.
Glenn, I think one of the things that LSU lacked last year, for the most part, because of the injury to Chris Hilton, and he missed so much playing time early, and then when he came back, man, it wasn't quite right for him, and he caught the ire of Coach Kelly a couple of times, but then late in the year, you saw his impact and his ability to stretch the field. And if I'm LSU, I don't know if it's play one or two or three, but I'm throwing the ball deep. I'm going to test you secondary-wise, especially at safety, because that's one area they had some difficulties last year, Clemson, in the deep part of the game. I'm going to test you. And the other thing is, you're not going to be able to play that safety up front. You're not going to be able to have him up on the line of scrimmage. Once I throw that ball deep, I don't care if I miss or not, I'm going to get you out of having that safety in the box.
Yeah, I'd definitely be okay with a deep shot early in this game. I do think a part of the game plan LSU's going to have to maybe experiment with is getting the ball out very quickly. to kind of maybe give this offensive line a chance in this game. Like, I think that they have enough playmakers, six, seven, eight guys that I can think of right off the top of my head who can contribute in this offense in a productive and positive way that they can get the ball out to and let those guys make plays. But there's no doubt that this offense needed to be more vertical last year, and not just Chris Hilton, not just missing Chris Hilton, but adding a guy like Berrion Brown to the mix, who can also be kind of that deep threat player for you. Xavion Thomas, I think, has really improved as a second year, as in his second year in the system, to be more of a vertical threat for LSU this year as well. So they have a number of different options that they can go vertical with. Nick Anderson, the Oklahoma transfer, is another guy that I think has some untapped potential in that regard as well. So they're gonna spread them out. I think they're gonna really get a lot of these receivers, a lot of these tight ends involved in the game plan, and it's kind of a pick your poison kind of deal. If they're able to protect Nussmeier and he's able to get the ball out in time to get those playmakers in space to make something happen.
Glenn, one of the things I think early in the season you see it a lot more is that special teams. And I know Brian Kelly's preached about it every year since he's been here about special team emphasis. And yet early in the season it hadn't been good. It's one kind of screw up after another, and you fix one thing and the other domino hits and it's not good somewhere else. But legitimately this year, in bringing in Berrion Brown, and you already have Thomas, and Aaron Anderson certainly can help you there too, the return game, and Rojas, you know, he's almost like a guy that's been at your company so long he's vested because he seemingly has been there for so long. The punter's got some experience, Crenshaw, kicking, but, you know, he hasn't really set the world afire. Somebody's going to make a play here on special teams in the return game, in the coverage units, that I think is going to be the difference here. Maybe for the first time in Brian Kelly's career at LSU, I think that could be, and I say could be, a strong point for this team.
No, I agree completely, and I think the return game is where I kind of centralize my focus in the special teams department, because you mentioned it. I mean, you know, between Anderson and Xavion Thomas and, of course, now Berrion Brown coming in from Kentucky, they have some really elite weapons there to return and make this, flip the field a couple times and really kind of give LSU some momentum throughout the course of the game. And I think the one thing that really stands out to me is that they've had buy-in from a lot of the veteran, like, top-tier starter guys that you feel like are going to play heavy roles on the defensive side of the ball and also on offense too. But when we've gone out there for special teams drills and stuff, you're seeing guys like Monster Delane, you're seeing guys like Jack Pyburn, like A.J. Halsey, even Tamarcus Cooley, guys who are going to be big time players on this team, on the field, on defense and on offense, really kind of take to that special teams unit and kind of help them in terms of their coverage formations and things of that nature to kind of help spark those guys loose a little bit more consistently. So I think that's been a major emphasis. They brought in a guy named Amon Anand in the offseason to really kind of help them with their return game. He's worked a lot with special teams in his past and his career, and they've really taken to that, I think. And the return game is going to be something that will be very interesting for me to watch on Saturday, because when you're going into a hostile environment with a place like Clemson, really anything to get your momentum on your side is what you want to try to accomplish. And certainly on the special teams portion, having a big return or two is definitely what you want to see out of that group.
You want to keep up with the LSU Tigers, make sure you go to go247.com. Glenn, thanks so much for the time. I know it's been a heck of a day for you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Glenn.
Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com. You can follow him at Twitter as well, at Glenn West 21.